Hello and welcome back to Ochil Church. You're here with James and Chris on our Day Devotional podcast. You're so welcome here with us, whatever time of day, wherever you are. It's awesome that you can be joining us. And we are looking at the Psalms through Tim Keller's book, My Rock, My Refuge. And today we're looking at Psalm 91, verses 5 to 13. So if you've got a Bible, you want to follow along, please do that. But Chris is going to read that out for us now.
You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent.
No harm will befall you. These verses seem to promise that nothing bad will ever happen to believers. And when Satan quotes verse 11 to Jesus in the wilderness, that is what he suggests. The devil wants us to think that God's promises have failed if he lets us suffer. But the psalm later clarifies that God will save us in trouble, not from it. In Luke chapter 21, verse 16 to 18, it says paradoxically that under God's care, not a hair of your head will perish. And yet, they will put some of you to death. The only things faithful people can lose in suffering are the things that are finally expendable. The real you, the one God is creating, cannot be harmed. Lord God, I value worldly things over grace, love, and holiness. So I am too discouraged by trials and troubles. They can harm my false self, the one built on appearance, social status, and human approval. But they can't harm my true identity as your child. They can only make it stronger. Teach me how to grow into your likeness in my afflictions. Amen.
Amen. What a great word for us in today's culture, today's society, what's going on in the world around us, that no matter the tumult and uncertainty of life, that we have this rock, we have the Lord as our refuge, we can make the Most High our dwelling. We hope that is true for you today. Maybe it's not, maybe you still have not accepted Christ as your Saviour. We really hope through these studies that we're doing every day that you'll come to put your faith in him. So if you haven't, then please let us know. We'd love to help you do that. But in the meantime, we hope that you seek God's face, that you see him in the world around you, and that he too can become your refuge. We hope you can join us again tomorrow, so please tune in then. It'd be great to have you with us.